its point of departure from the words of the Shema. It is presented in the conviction that commonplaces of our most holy faith too easily become commonplace. One of the best ways to appreciate something as basic as the unity of God might just be to consider the alternative.
I don't know. This is a vexing problem.
Maybe if I went in there personally and showed them just how marvelous you really are, you know, kind, compassionate. Of course, they'd have to take my word for it.
Well, you may be on to something, but it's going to take more than that, because I'm not feeling very compassionate toward them at the moment.
Yeah, I know. Oh, what a mess. No sooner did the three of us finally figure out how to get together on creating them, and they blew it.
Yes, it is disappointing. That creation meeting took such a long time, too. But I guess that's to be expected. After all, the three of us are so different.
Speaking of different, here comes you-know-who.
Hi, a little late for the meeting, aren't you?
I don't care. I've been out jogging.
You know, you really shouldn't go out like that unless you're sent. I mean, you're supposed to proceed from the Father.
Here comes the dogmatics lecture. How many times do I have to tell you two that this is not a unified Godhead? So don't hand me that stuff about opera ad intra. It doesn't make any difference. Besides, it makes me sick.
Well, now, maybe if you would consider...
But least of all am I interested in getting into discussion of the filioque clause with you.
Well, that's not the subject of the meeting anyway. We've got a problem in the opera ad extra category.
Good. I've got a complaint about an opera ad extra matter, too.
Oh, so you've heard about their fall into sin, huh?
No, I want to talk about something later in their history. Something important. Equal billing.
Equal billing?
Exactly. Of all the collects Dan Roinings of the world are going to write, how many are going to be addressed to me?
Well, you're in all the terminations.
The long terminations. And if they're pressed for time at the end of the Mass, I even get wiped out there. And so do you. But I'm talking about how many collects are addressed to me. Practically none. I was just glad the other day when Grandma Schmidt prayed that her dog would get over his cold. She simply said, Lord, in that prayer, so I answered it.
You answered it? I left specific instructions at the switchboard that I was taking calls all afternoon. I healed the dog.
I let him die. Put him out of his misery.
So what really happened down there?
My dear colleagues, we have got to avoid communication problems like this.
Look who's talking about communication problems. You gave him all the wrong idea about that burning bush scene. You never should have glossed the word Yahweh. When they hear it now, all they think of is an infinite, indivisible, immutable essence being in a class by itself, impossible to separate.
Oh, your problem is you just don't like being called simple. Besides, I am who I am. That's a kind of a ring.
That's fine for you. This is what I mean about equal billing. What are we, chopped liver?
I'm afraid I have to agree with him on this one. The three of us know that we have different essences, but we have not quite established whose is the most eminent of all. Until we come to a formal determination on that, maybe you'd better watch the terminology you use to refer to yourself. Personally, I think that as senior member of the firm...
I knew it. These guys can't go for 5 minutes without talking about the opera ad intra.
This is important. Someone around here should be able to say, I am the Lord thy God, and my glory will I not give to another.
Yeah, that's my line.
No, it's my line.
Shut up.
I do see what you mean, though. Sometimes they refer to us by attributes, again, because they think the Godhead is uncompounded. But we know better than that. But which one of us do they really mean when they say God is life, or God is light, or God is love?
That probably refers to me.
Oh, my heart goes out to them. We really have given them a lousy model. Besides, how can they cleave to God in love with all their heart and all their soul and all their strength and all their mind if there's three of us?
You should have thought of that before you came up with the one. No man can serve two masters.
Well, you could have stonewalled it, but no, you had to get it written down.
Come, come now. We have to get on with our agenda here. And I'm afraid that this fall into sin means that none of them are even going to come close to loving any one of us. In fact, they've set themselves directly against us.
So they're the enemy.
That's what I've been saying about you two for eons.
Well, I, for one, will not countenance this rebellion on their part. I say we should consign the whole lot of them to eternal damnation.
You know, the more I think about what they're up to, the more I think you're right. I'm getting kind of steamed about this whole thing, too. I mean, they really don't give a hang about us, do they? They don't think about us, or concentrate on us, or meditate on our words, or take us or what we say all that seriously, do they?
In your case, I can understand why.
I'm with you. Let's banish them from our presence altogether.
What? Depriving them of experiencing this happy fellowship?
Okay, Mr. Smart Aleck, do you have a better idea?
Sure, but it would never work. Much as I hate to admit it, you guys have the only viable approach.
Hey, wait. What is your idea?
It doesn't matter. It won't work. And besides, I don't care about people anymore.
Why don't you at least tell us what you're thinking?
Oh, all right. What you need here is an inside job. One of us could assume their nature, too.
Funny you should mention that. We were discussing that very thought before you came in.
Yeah, we were saying that I might go and show them what God is like.
Well, you might not be bad for the job, but you're thinking too small. You'll have to be punished.
Now, who around here is going to punish me?
If I'm understanding this rightly, I would. And you'd submit to it willingly as the substitute for all of them. You'd be punished for all their disobedience, for their lack of concern and appreciation for us. Finally, you'd die. And then I'd raise you to life.
I think I'd rather do that one myself.
We'll talk about it. Then we'd send our esteemed colleague here to witness about what you've done, to get them to believe it, and to keep them in that faith until they finally live with us forever.
I get it. They'd be a unified group. All these believers, they'd have the same faith, the same baptism. It's brilliant.
It won't work.
Won't work? Why not?
First of all, you'd have to do this vicarious obedience and suffering according to some standard, right?
Right.
Well, whose standard?
Maybe.
You yourself pointed out that we really don't know who, if anyone, is the most eminent member of this little triumvirate. What are we going to do? Roll dice to determine who sets the standards, and roll again for who should meet them? The top dog ought to do both.
But maybe if we...
No buts. And as for your plan about a unified group of people holding to this atonement in faith, you've got to be kidding. How can they be one if we aren't? How could the message harmonize if we don't? No, Oz, if you think I've got nothing better to do then play press agent for you, you're crazy. I think I'll start my own fan club instead. I'll call them Charismatics.
What if we worked all this out, came to some sort of a gentleman's agreement?
Forget it. The ontology is against us. Even gods can't contradict their own essence.